Good morning. It's Saturday morning as I record this podcast for this coming Sunday. I hope my voice is not too croaky. I've had a cold during the week, so I hope it's sounding okay. So we are arriving on the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is usually called Good Shepherd Sunday because of the gospel readings in each year of the three-year cycle deal with our Lord's telling us that he is the Good Shepherd. I'd like to start, though, not with the Gospel or Good Shepherd Sunday, but rather with the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And you might be aware that the book of the New Testament called the Acts of the Apostles is exactly what its name says. It tells us what the apostles did after the ascension of the Lord. And in the early chapters, we hear quite a lot about what St. Peter said and did. The first reading for this Sunday's Holy Mass contains one of his early proclamations of the faith. He says, "Christ is risen. His power is still at work among his followers. And Christ's is the only name by which we can be saved." And that's the crux of my reflection today. Christ is the only Saviour of the world. All that St. Peter said was nothing that he invented. Remember, he heard the Lord say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So Peter was relating what he had heard and what he had come to believe through the Holy Spirit who was poured out upon him and the other apostles at Pentecost. Now let's be honest, Peter is making an extremely bold claim. It is that Jesus Christ is the one and only Saviour of the world. He says there is no salvation through anyone else, not even Moses. Now, before contrary voices may rise in our minds, we must first say that this is about Christ, not us. This claim that St. Peter is making gives us no claim to superiority, but rather it demands humility of us, because we have been given so much. Then also we do well to recall the logic of rational thinking. Error has no rights. Truth and error are not on the same level. Now switch the terms and enter into science and it becomes obvious. Scientific fact tells us that the planets revolve around the sun. To promote the mistake that the Earth is the center of the solar system would not be accepted by scientists because it is false. It is an error. Now, the Church from its first days, as we heard, led by St. Peter, has always declared what she has learned from her founder, the truth that Christ is the world's Redeemer, and that apart from him and his Church, salvation is impossible. Those who shrug off intellectual rigor and perhaps have a dislike or hatred of the faith will immediately cry aloud of intolerance. But that itself is an error. The Church does not condemn those who are outside the Church, but rather she has been given the task by Christ to bring them into the Church, where the fullness of truth resides. The Church knows of no other way to salvation, and she cannot, on her own accord, fabricate something else or change what Christ has said. And the Church leaves the eternal state of each soul to God. However, like the scientists who cannot accept an error about the solar system, the Church cannot accept an error about what Christ has taught, and she must uphold it at every turn. Lest we doubt our history as a church and have a lack of reverence for our tradition. What I've just said is not new. This understanding of there being no other way to salvation and what that means for those outside the church is not something understood just in the late 20th century. There is sometimes a mistake of thinking that only since Vatican II has the church become enlightened. But as early as 1690, Pope Alexander VIII expressed complete disapproval of the idea that there was no grace outside the church. Now that's a distinction that's important. While there is no salvation outside the church, there can be grace outside the church. Because grace is God's gift, he may choose to give it mostly through the church, but he may choose to do it in other ways as well. So Pope Alexander VIII said that those outside the church may receive some grace, but in receiving that grace, they are receiving the grace that Christ has won for the whole world. So being faithful to the church, the correct attitude of Catholics is that, rather than condemnation, they will treat with respect the religious convictions of others, and will see in non-Catholics not enemies of Christ, but brethren, and in those outside the Christian fold, fellow creatures made in the image and likeness of God. Yet charity and respect towards those outside the Catholic Church must not be allowed to slide into indifferentism. This is an error that declares that all religions are equally true and good. A person who may be in error deserves our affection and esteem, so that we may bring that person to the truth. To disagree with someone is not to hate them. To desire that they come to the truth is to desire their ultimate good. It is not charitable to allow someone to remain in error. Two things in closing. On this Good Shepherd Sunday and the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, it's good to be reminded of the essential nature of the priesthood. Christ instituted the new priesthood modelled on himself, so that the church would always have men like St. Peter, who would teach and would show the way to heaven, namely Christ. The priest leads people to heaven by giving them the divine life of grace by means of the sacraments, and the truth by means of the teaching of the church. The church needs priests to be what Christ wants it to be. Then in the light of recent events in Sydney, it is the legitimate duty of civil governments to protect all of its citizens from all forms of harm. The Catholic Church provides a spiritual knowledge that assists governments in doing this, if they choose to listen. The civil state should be concerned about both the eternal happiness and the present happiness of all its citizens. Let me conclude with a quote from St. Augustine. He said, "Love others, slay error. Without pride, be bold in the truth. Without cruelty, fight for the truth." The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. God bless you all.